We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got to be getting pumped, though, right? Saturday, I know it's still a preseason game, but your first NFL game that you're going to be taking part of. What's your thoughts on having Chicago on Saturday?
Man, I'm really excited just to, you know, finally get on the NFL field, you know, showcase my talents and just really display everything that I've learned and been going through in training camp.
If you go back to even day one when you guys weren't in pads and everything to where we are, I think today's day 15.
Yeah.
What do you think you've improved on the most? What's been the biggest adjustment?
Really just like picking up on the playbook and playing faster. You know, I feel like from day one I was playing fast, but I was in my own head a little bit, and I feel like I got away from that. And I'm starting to be my normal self.
I feel like in watching some of the pre-draft stuff with you, you talk a lot about that, like getting out of your own head, not thinking about those things. Is that, I mean, I guess for you, is that something you're consciously trying to work on where you're like, I don't need to get in my own way. I just need to worry about the football into this.
I feel like a lot of the things that when I lose, I feel like I lost, you know, like I was in my own head. I did something that I shouldn't have, you know? So yeah, I feel like a lot of the overthinking comes with, you know, my L's.
Is that a lifetime thing? I mean, is that something you're like, you know, you did with a high school, college, whatever it's going to be? Because even deciding to come out of the draft had to be a really difficult decision. Mm-hmm. If you've got some people telling you, no, go back to school, and you got other people telling you, no, go get in the draft, and you're trying to figure out what the best move is.
Right, yeah. I'm just an overthinker, period. So it's just one of those things I got to deal with, and I know I got to be aware that I am an overthinker. And, you know, I find ways to deal with it, though.
We saw you were, of course, down in Texas this offseason with Patrick Mahomes, and we saw you had some video series or whatever.
What was
going on? You did like three takes of the intro for the video. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, me and the guys were just playing around a little bit in the pool. So, I definitely got I'm happy about my YouTube channel going on, so that trip was definitely a good spark to it.
Speaking of Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, okay, so he made a comment like the second day of practice, so I'm not going to ignore it. I think you wear the shortest shorts on the team.
Yeah,
is that because regular pants don't fit you, or
because
you just like the short shorts?
I feel fast. I feel fast when I pull them up. I just feel real fast. I don't know what it is. It's just I gotta have my legs out.
Is that does that go back to college too?
It goes back to college. You can see me in college too. In college though, I just cut my pants. I ain't have no knee pads. I cut them right under the thigh pad. So. They were short too.
I guess what's the leg workout? Is there a certain workout, or is this just how you're built?
No, this is how I'm built. You know, it's genetics.
Sky, one question I promise we ask everybody. So this has nothing to do with just what we were just discussing, but we've asked even Tommy Townsend, who came by as well. How much are you squatting right now?
It's crazy. I really don't squat right now.
Okay,
like, right now I'm not squatting.
What's your max ever?
Max ever? I probably got like 425 or something like that. Like,
okay.
I'm not no 500-pound guy, but I'm really just built like this. I ain't even crazily strong like in the weight room, but I do got some decent sized legs.
The second part of the question that always gets asked is, can you milk a cow? We're trying to take a straw poll of the entire team.
What's that mean though?
Like, no, just can you milk a cow? Tommy Townsend can.
Nah, I
Trey
can't,
Smith.
I can't milk no cow.
He's like, wait, are you talking about an actual cow? Yes, an actual cow.
I can't milk a cow. I don't know what goes into that.
Never been around it. I guess you're from Pittsburgh, so I mean, what was. Like, I always feel like no matter what, certain cities, I feel like it's got to be a little bit different with your family than when you're drafted. Some cities, I'm sure it doesn't matter.
But
when you're outside of Pittsburgh, you had to grow up with everyone who were massive Steelers fans, right?
Absolutely, for sure.
Is it weird to make that transition? Be like, look, you got to all be Chiefs fans now. We're close.
So, like, I remember when I got drafted, you know, of course everybody wanted me to go to the Steelers. But, you know, soon as we got the call from Andy Reid and Veach, it was like I seen something on Twitter that said paint the city red or like it was like something like that. So I feel like everybody, you know, where I'm from, my section, in the, I feel like the whole city is like supporting me. As far and you got like Steelers Chiefs fans out there.
What's Kalamazoo like though? You played ball up there at Western Michigan, so what's that city like overall?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a couple steps down from Kansas City as far as like how serious they treat the football. And it's like, you know, it's just way smaller. It's just way smaller, but it's a college football town for sure.
Was it a huge payoff for you? I think, you know, even going back, I mean, I think you were talking about like you wanted some of those big offers, right? Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
You want to go to Ohio State.
I want to go Ohio State.
Okay, so you want to go to Ohio State. Yeah. You end up at Western Michigan, but in the end, you still end up, you know, drafted in the second round by an NFL team. Was that the I made it moment, or are you still working towards that?
I never really feel like I made it though. It's like, I'm always approaching, never arriving, you know. So it's like, even though I did make it to this level, it's like a whole new set of goals unlocked for me.
We heard that there was someone had told us that on Good Morning Football that there was a prank played on Chris Jones, that there was a fake bobcat in his room. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, we just watched a video about it in the team meeting yesterday.
Oh, wait. Okay, so what happened?
I guess they put like a real like life-size bobcat in their room.
And how did Chris react?
And he reacted like there was a bobcat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like he was surprised and closed the door real quick.
Now he's a veteran and he's getting pranked. You're a rookie. Yeah. Has anybody tried to prank you yet?
I mean, I got a whole bunch of pads sitting in that cart right now.
Oh, those for you? Oh, yeah. I guess there are a bunch in the golf cart. At least you got a cart with you today, though.
Yeah,
you got a golf cart to help you out a little bit, though.
Yeah, we got a little bit of help. But
we've noticed, though, Sky, as we're talking to Sky Moore here on 610 Sports Radio, we've noticed the last probably five or six practices at least. You could probably tell us maybe it's been more than that, though. You've been lined up in the backfield a little bit, too. They're trying to use you in different ways. Do you believe that that's going to be a role for you as well this year?
I've been lining up there more and more, so you know, I feel like Coach Reed's going to put me in the best position to, you know, make plays and just whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do.
How would you rate yourself as a running back?
I feel like I'm a decent running back. You know, I pick up a couple of tips from Pop and you know and Clyde, so they run hard, so I feel like I can't have no drop off when I'm back there.
Do you have much experience in that? Did you do any of that in college?
Nah, not really in the backfield, but in high school I was a quarterback. Who ran a lot. So it was like kind of the same thing.
So I guess that's the next question is, one of those handoffs, is eventually the practice going to mean one of those handoffs ends up in a pass?
I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Andy usually makes people earn that.
Yeah.
You only get the one chance, too. Travis is worried he'll never get to throw another pass again.
Yeah, I got to earn that first.
We had a rookie corner, Trent McDuffie, join us about a week or so ago here. And he was mentioning, though, that he thinks this is the funniest team he's ever been around, going back to his college days, high school days. Do you agree with that? And what, I guess, what is it like hanging out with the team?
Man, I've been on some funny teams, though, but this is definitely – my room specifically is hilarious.
Who are you with, then? Who's in your room?
It's me. We got Fountain, McCole, Juju, Quez.
Oh, that's a lively group.
I thought you meant like who are you rooming with? Obviously the wide receiver room, but in terms of the
my room, I'm rooming with Ely right now. So, he's a funny guy too. Fleet, Pop, all of them is funny, man. It's just we just got a good team that got some camaraderie.
We like to get to know the players as well. Obviously, we don't know much about you. We learned Trent McDuffie likes to play jazz piano. So, what kind of hobbies do you have?
Really, I just like to chill, and watch movies, and you know, I'll play 2K. You know,
okay.
That's one of my hobbies.
What are you watching right now? You watching a Netflix series? You watching certain movies?
Right now, I haven't been watching too much because I've been in the playbook.
Sure.
Trying to get right. But right now, what's the last movie I watched? I watched that the movie where they robbed a bank. Dang, with 50 Cent. And
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the name of it now.
Ah man, I forget it. I forget.
We're letting you down.
I was trying to help you out. Look, I've got the internet. Den of Thieves.
Yeah, Den of Thieves. Okay. That's the last movie I thought.
So you just got to Google it. That's it. Who's your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush? Probably Rihanna.
That's the same as our afternoon host.
That's a strong answer. We were only asked the news today. I guess Kim K and Pete Davidson broke up.
Yeah.
If you saw, you keep track of that kind of stuff?
Nah, I don't keep track of that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It's just whether or not you do those. I also saw a little bit in the YouTube series that you were singing along or rapping along to some of the stuff. Actual thing you want to do or just like singing along to things?
Because
I know Kyle Saunders is, you know, he put some actual music out.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like. It depends how comfortable I get on the field. you know.
Okay.
But that right there, that was just really singing along. I was singing along.
We're talking to Sky Moore here on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned the wide receiver room that you have. Who's really helped you the most? Has it been Juju? Because I think there was maybe it was on one of your guys' social medias in the last couple of days that it seemed like you and Juju were hanging out on the off day as well. How close are you guys?
Yeah. I've gotten real close to Juju, but really the whole room, really just we all bounce ideas off each other. It's like every meeting, every time we're with each other, it's just always them giving me game or, you know, me asking the right questions or, you know, just something to like help us grow closer to each other.
Speaking to Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, last thing I've got for you, Sky, I saw the tattoo you've got on your chest and you got a lot on your arm. Is there meaning behind everything you've got, or is there one that means more to you than others?
Really, I just like art. You know, I just like the artwork. Like, this one's probably the only one that just don't got no meaning to it, the Indian lady. But, you know, this one's like growth. I got growth on my arm right here and the baby line all the way to the groin. This is my zip code from where I'm from, New Kensington, PA. This the Lord's Prayer. And I got fear on my stomach. You know, face everything and rise. So it's a little bit of meaning to it, but I really just like the art. I gotta get some more. I'm lacking.
We saw McColl was signing an autograph on somebody's like right above their knee, maybe, and
yesterday.
Then somebody ended up getting it tattooed immediately. Yep. Have you ever had that happen yet?
No, not yet.
At some point, I'm sure. Yes,
yeah. I don't got that big of a stardom.
Give yourself time. Yeah. Give yourself time.
For sure.
If I were to tell you that in your rookie season you had, you know, like a 600 yard season and you guys made the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl, What are you hoping to get accomplished this year individually and then obviously as a team?
Yeah. Obviously, I play for the Chiefs, so I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I feel like that's like the main goal, team goal, individual goal. You know, and individually, I just want to carve my own role out and just be the best at that role. Whether it's call out the personnels on the sideline. You know, if that's my role, I want to be the best at my role.
Chiefs wide receiver Sky Moore, kind enough to give us some time. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.